a hold of some subjects, and when we start talking about faith, it's probably an easy subject in many ways to talk about, but when it's all said and done, we don't know the operation of it, how to grasp the principles of it, and in grasping the principles, how to apply it to our lives. Have you ever been sick and you're waiting for God to heal you? I guess I can give you some extremely good news for you today. You're not waiting on God. You're not waiting on God. He's waiting on you. He's waiting for you to open your Bible and draw out of it the healing power that's in the Bible. It's an interesting point that I make. Now, I'm using healing as an example here today because it's an easy one to relate to, but it can apply to finances, it can apply to family relationships, every conceivable thing that you can think of, and you've got to draw out of it and connect to the Bible, connect to the Bible what those promises are. And it's so easy to push them ahead of us. It's so easy to say, oh, I'm believing God for this. And up to a point that's right, but up to a point that's wrong. He's waiting on you to take that special word and take it like medicine. And it's easy to go to the doctor, and it was easy for me to go to the doctor this week, and they gave, what is it, Robin knows all about them, 2 bottles of drops, she's been sticking them in my eye, and 3 pills. It's easy to follow those instructions, and we will follow them to the letter of the law. But when it comes to a situation concerning our own lives and the Bible and faith, we sometimes stumble. And in stumbling, cannot manage the situation or don't manage the situation, and perhaps gets put off to some time in the future. I might get you, Travis, to pop up the one and only scripture that I've got today. A lot of you will know this. And it says, he and my son, and that can apply my daughter as well. We can include you all in that. Pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those that find them and health to one's whole body. I'm not necessarily wrapped in this translation. We did it quickly because I'd forgot to do it yesterday. But then when I read it, I find that it throws a different aspect onto the platform that we're trying to create here today. Keep the words, for their life to those that find them and health to one's whole body. It's a marvelous concept. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And that's out of, obviously, Proverbs 4 and the series of scriptures there, 20 to 23. It's easy for you to go to the doctor and say, I've received a very bad report. Very easy, terribly easy. It's easy to say, oh, you don't know how serious my problem is. But I guess you've got to realise, do you know how serious and how powerful the Word of God is. Do you know how powerful the Word is? He can do anything, and He can make it happen around you and in your life. In fact, it can work miracles in your life, the Word of God. In your physical body, as that scripture up there is saying. And it can accomplish what medical science says is impossible. The Word of God can. The Word of God can accomplish what medical science says cannot. I would have thought that was worth an amen.
Amen.
If it is applied astutely, regularly, and systematically, things will begin to happen. As I have said, this is Wheelbarrow Faith, and people will write an email to me, will put a post up on Instagram, and the favourite thing is, I'm believing God for. Now, there's a truth in that, but there's also a contradiction in that, because He's said in His Word, He's already healed you. He's already healed you. He's already healed you. So what are you believing Him for? Because He's already healed you. So it also now becomes a thank you, Jesus. And what's happening here, Jesus? And can I connect my faith through the Word to bring about results in my life? Without sitting back and sort of saying, oh, it's okay, I'm believing God will heal me in the sweet by and by. And if anybody says that to you, correct them. Sometime in the future, God in His kindness and grace will heal me. Correct them, because it's quite wrong. It's quite wrong. Tell them He's already done it. Brother, sister, you've kind of got to get the facts in order, get rid of your wheelbarrow faith and say, yeah, He's done it. It's accomplished. I heard someone the other day, I've been that many places in the last week. I know it was in here when we were praying for Ivano, and Pastor Mark Saboa said, pin it to the cross. Did you hear those words? Pin it to the cross. And if I had had time this week, it would have been good to get some pins with big thingies on it, and you could write your issues on and say, it's settled, it's done, it's over and finished, it's pinned to the cross. Now look, shut up about it and move on with life. So often people walk into this place and church, and you know it, how are you going? Oh, me piles are acting up. Shut up about it. He's healed you. Get on with it. Move on with it and put a spring in your step and a joy in your life. And that joy will bring about something, will bring about something and a new approach as you come to this Christmas season. When sickness does attack, you should take His Word like medicine. Three times a day. And if the situation gets worse, if the situation gets worse, they should double the dose. If you go to the doctor, he'll say, oh, it hasn't worked. He'll crank up the dose. Double the dose. You say, oh, Pastor, this is a pretty fundamental message. Yeah, it is a fundamental message, but a lot of us don't use it. And I have to admit, I haven't used it as much as I should in the last few months. You see, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's out of Romans. And faith is the connector to God's power. This is interesting, isn't it? I'm going to get Donna to be my little guinea pig here. No, we better not play with it. If I got Donna, she's going to hold on to the connector. If we plug that in to a power source, which there's none around here, something will happen. Something will happen. I guess if you plugged it in and put the other end in your mouth and licked it, something will happen. It's connecting you, and Donna would be connecting you to the power source. It's just a pretty simple little thing. It's connecting you to the power source. Do you want to be connected to the power source? Ruth, do you want to be connected to the power? I do. There's one sitting on my speaker stand. It's all about learning to be connected to the power source, like what Donna's got rolled up in her hands. That connects you. What connects you to the power source? We've got the word here. What connects you to the power source? Faith. There's a promise. There's a promise. Oh, that promise applies to my situation. Medicine. The doctor prescribes 3 pills a day of that. 3. And if you come running back in a week, I'll double the dose. It's as simple as that. So what connects the spiritual source is obviously your faith. What connects you to the physical one, and it's an excellent example. We can do all sorts of things with that. If we plug that in, we could turn wonderful situations around, couldn't we, Ellen? Yeah, she's a dangerous girl with that if it gets plugged in. And I guess what we're saying here is that we've got to grasp the principle of the Word of God being connected specifically to you, God speaking to you through the Word of God. And what's the specific key that unlocks it? Faith. Your need, your specific need, is unlocked through faith. And you keep taking those spiritual pills until something unravels and the miracle power of God works. You know, it's easy to say, I believe, I receive right now. But I'm going to say, God has already provided for you. You agree with that? God has already provided for you. You also won't find Jesus in the Gospels sending anybody away. Saying, I'm a little bit weary today. Alan, go away and come back another day when my healing power is up a notch. That'd be a bad day to get Jesus, wouldn't it? You'd never see it. He healed them all. He healed them all. And what I'm really saying here today, no matter how big and how great your plans are, just plug in. Plug in and keep, find those key words in the Word of God where God, and you'll know what I'm talking about, and you know what I'm talking about, those rhema words come to you, and there's your power source. And just keep saying, Lord, as you're at work, don't forget your patience. You can do both. You can multitask. I know you can. And miracle power of God will flow into your life, bringing about all of what we have been talking about. Oh, yes. You know, there's a lot of examples in the gospel, isn't there, where people said to him, oh, Jesus, main one, will you make me clean? And he put forth his hands and touching him, and Jesus said, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy was healed. That was sort of the nature and the heart of Jesus. And there are examples. I want to give you a couple more examples and we'll get out of this. You've got to get what that scripture says, a hold of the Word of God that works for you. Press into what it says. Press in. If it's healing, press into it. And keep your nose and eyes and ears in front of it. Don't let it go. And when you do that, you'll make the faith connection. And that's what we're talking about. Don't let me hear this wheelbarrow faith. Oh, he'll heal me in due course. He'll heal me sometime in the future. You've got to make the faith connection. I've been listening to people for years, sort of wheelbarrow down the road. Yes, he'll do this and that. And I know we would always like it instantly. It doesn't come instantly. And what we're sort of saying, some of the things that we are believing God for, we've got to make that connection and realise that he's done the job. And we've got to keep just thanking him for it. Okay. Make the faith connection. God's healing power will flow into you and work immediately, healing you and making you whole. It's interesting, isn't it? When sickness attacks, it's another way. And I'm sort of majoring on healing because it's an easy one to relate to. The word, like medicine, three times a day will ease these situations. And if it gets worse, you should double the dose. Double the dose. Don't get away from it. And lady in a Bible college over in America, and she was dying of lymphoma, and her liver and spleen was, I'll read this, several times larger than they were supposed to be, and she was so weak she could hardly breathe. She'd been told by the doctor she had 30 days to live. As she says, and there's an interview on this, I remember walking by the mirror. That must have been in her house, eh? And I saw the shadow of death. And I knew by the looks of things I wasn't going to make it. Instead of fighting, I just laid down on the couch and succumbed. Now, after a couple of days, my father came in and said, in a way that didn't really sound nice, said, you're going to die if you don't get up from there. You're a minister of the gospel, and by the way, you're all ministers of the gospel. The devil is fighting for you because of what you're doing for the kingdom of God. So, physician, get up and heal yourself. And the word stirred in her spirit. And she heard over and over that when sickness attacks, you should take the word like medicine three times a day, as we've been describing here. And if situations get worse, you should double the dose. And for the next 28 days, she did that. She did that. And she walked within 28 days. And she walked, quoting those healing verses. But by day 30, she was totally healed.
Wow.
Yeah. A little more and we can finish up. I guess you've heard these words. I sure wish something like that would happen to me. It can happen to you, but it won't come while you're wishing. It will happen when you do what Proverbs 4:20-22 says, incline your ear to the word. If you keep doing that, you're inclining your ear to something that has divine power. Divine power. And it will bring it to pass. Whatever you're inclining your ear through the Word of God to, it has divine power and it will bring it to pass. It is the Word of God. Another testimony, testimonies are quite good. This man was Reggie McCorkle. Not a man, it was a lady, Reggie. And spent 15 years in a wheelchair. Migraine headaches had affected her body as much like a series of strokes, and she'd lost the use. She'd lost the use of her right leg and right arm, just like a stroke. And the doctors told her she'd never recover. But in July 2015, she and her husband discovered these principles. And one night before Reggie went to bed, what she'd been hearing got so big in her heart she couldn't contain herself. Lord, she said, I want to wear your glory so that people will be drawn to you. I want to walk in your authority so people will know who you are. Heavenly Father, reveal to me who I am. And who you are and what I have. That's what she prayed. She didn't push the faith out in front of her in a wheelbarrow. She wanted the Lord to reveal his glory through her after that. No excuses. No, oh, I'm too tired to do anything. You know, we get all of this. I want to wear your glory. And the Lord spoke with a voice booming inside of her. You have everything what I say I have, just take it. It's interesting. That voice, that inner voice. I have everything that you have and want. Just take it. That'd be a bit of a wake-up call, wouldn't it? And she said, okay, Lord. And she thought, and before she could think any more, heard his voice again, even louder. I said, open your mouth and take it. Take it. And in saying that, Father God, I have everything you say I have. I now take by faith in the name of Jesus whatever I need. I now take by faith whatever I need, whatever that may be. And I've used in there this morning some testimonies that I'd grabbed, and sometimes testimonies sort of work really well. There's a lady who had been restricted to a wheelchair, paralysed down the right side, and then the other strong testimony, and it was simply moving away from the wheelbarrow faith to connecting God's word and the power of God into her life. Amen. We've said this a number of times, something that I sort of had written and continue to have written. And it's easy to push this one up the road in your wheelbarrow, but we get to this power of saying, and the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But we've got to get that from a situation which is like in a wheelbarrow. We've got to get that where God will, sorry Alex, turn on the lights. And you could be lying in bed and that will explode inside you. He's my shepherd and I shall not want. That's a stunning expansion on the word of God. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. For poverty, he has given me wealth. For sickness, he has given me health. It is true unto me according to the word of God. You know, that's a very, very simple way to finish. Very simple. And we've got to turn, I guess, those words into words of action and faith. And I'm hoping today that you've got a couple of keys, and perhaps in getting a couple of keys will set you and make your pathways. Now, if you're going to correct anybody around you, do it with a lot of love, because some of them may have had this in their system for decades and they're repeating and regurgitating this stuff for decades, and you sort of say, boy, we need to see God's power truly flow into our lives for the situations around us in the name of Jesus. Trav, have you got a song we can finish up on, please? Please, please.